The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
sports,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities. And their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
All right, guys, welcome to ImmunityRadio.fm. I am Marlon Morales coming to you live. And we're going to do something really different. This is called the Food Critics. And what we're going to do is we're going to have two people try out two things while blindfolded. And we're not going to have them see anything because then it wouldn't be called the blindfold game. So we're going to have two people blindfolded. And we're going to give them some food. All right. They already got them blindfolded. So what we're going to do is we're going to have them open their hands and they're going to eat it.
Can you tell the people who's getting blindfolded at least?
All right, we have the new teen staff, Diego, and we have our good friend, Ivan, who's been with us a long time. And we have our good staff, Ariel, blindfolding them. So are we ready? Are we ready?
Ready?
Yeah,
the mic is like right in front of you, Diego.
What?
It's like right.
Yeah,
just put it.
Yeah, you can see.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So right now, what we have is a little.
Wait, they can't. You can't say it. That's the thing.
All right. So we're gonna give him the first item. Now give each one. All right.
All right. Ooh, I want one of those.
I know. Those look really good. High five, man. That looks good. All right. There he goes. Hand out. All right, there you go.
It seems like he's struggling.
I know.
What?
It's like really bad, Mister. All right, what is it?
Oh my God, gosh.
What do you think? All right.
So it's like a candy.
Okay, well, candy? What kind?
Mm.
What do you think the flavor? What's flavor? What's the flavor, Mike? Come on.
Sour.
Okay, it's sour.
I like that.
All right. Now,
what do you think about it? You think it's good?
Yeah, it's candy.
You like it?
I know that part.
This is candy. All right, Ivan, are you eating it? Ivan.
What?
Are you eating it?
I don't know where the mic is.
Oh.
There you are.
Are you eating it?
Yes.
All right, what do you think the flavor is?
It's like blueberry or something like that.
Blueberry?
Okay. Blueberry.
And it's squishy.
Oh.
It's like a gummy worm.
Gummy worm?
Yeah, what do you say?
You can call it a gummy worm.
All right, you can call that.
I don't know what it is, so, yeah.
All right, we can give
you like
that.
It, though? Do you like it?
Yeah,
it tastes like candy. You both give it thumbs up?
All right. All right. Now we're going to have our next one, and let's see if they like it. Yeah, here he goes. All right, we're going to start with Ivan off first.
Next one looks good. I kind of want some of that, too.
I know, right, man? All right.
What do you think, Ivan?
These are something... we're going to make this sound like Family Feud, all right? You guys hear me?
Yes.
All right.
What do you think, Ivan?
Just saying, it's chocolate off the bat.
All right, cool. Do you know what type of chocolate it is, since you know it's chocolate? Like what brand?
It tastes familiar.
All right, here we go.
What brand?
All right,
I'll give you a dollar if you tell me what brand it is.
Something like Nestle.
What?
No.
That's not even close.
Never mind.
All right, dude.
That's the brand that makes it. That's not the actual candy, though.
Never mind.
All right, dude. Now you got to listen, all right? We're going to do something. We're going to add a little Family Feud to this.
Oh, okay.
Hey, because everything comes out of Family Feud. So, like, all right, here it is. It's something you would actually eat, but it's really sweet.
They know it's chocolate, dude. I hope you understand.
No, I know that.
Something that we actually eat, but it's sweet. That's almost everything I eat.
No, but what's the can? But what's...
Wait, has Diego eaten? Diego hasn't even eaten it. Look. All right.
All right. So, he's got it? All right, let's see what he thinks.
What do you think?
What do you think? You got the flavor. You got everything else. What do you think?
It's a chocolate. I know that, but it's a peculiar one because it has a crunch to it.
Ah! He's got something. All right. You got something.
Is it crunch?
Yeah, no, bingo. No.
Yeah, there you go.
Bing,
all right.
Bing, hey, I thought this was family for you, not bingo. Oh my bad. What is crunch?
There you go. I like that.
It's a crunch, though. You got that right. Nestle does. Ivan, what was the brand called again?
Nestle.
That's the company that makes it. But yeah, so I guess you were partly right as well.
Yeah, but.
Huh?
Oh, what about that dollar? 50-50, man.
Yeah. Nah.
He said if you.
No, we. Partially right. We're both correct. So
No.
50-50. You're partly right.
You said
Diego's correct. No. I just didn't tell him that I was gonna give him a dollar.
He said to you, Ivan. He didn't say to Diego. So you don't get 50-50. You don't get anything at all. So don't say anything at all.
Okay.
So we're gonna try our next victim. Now it's gonna be something really good.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah. Open your mouth. Come on. And there it is. All right. Now let's see what you got.
It's carrots.
Boom. Ding, 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 ding. Wait, why would you say it out loud? Diego doesn't know.
Damn it.
Next time we got to bring really nasty food.
There's actually something really nasty. There's actually have these candy brands that like.
Oh, yeah. Like jelly beans. The jelly beans, remember? I tried them at school.
Oh, like so vomit pizza. It's like.
Oh, next week we should do that.
What?
They have those like jelly beans that are like.
Jelly belly flavor.
That are like poop flavor and like chocolate flavor, and you gotta like.
All right, I think I know where to get some. They have like a Safeway and all that. So I can go to the jelly bean factory.
Yeah, you can go there.
Try to describe what a carrot feels like in your mouth.
Though. Yeah, that because.
You're so witty. Do it, nobody.
Those are really disgusting. Those are really disgusting. All right, Diego, feel the same.
Wait, chew near the mic, though. That'll be funny.
Oh, my God. Chew. It's wet and slimy. It's like God knows what. It's like sticking my hand in the mouth of hell.
Dude, okay.
I like that description.
Yeah, but it sounds
I really, like the description.
That sounded really dirt. That sounded really wrong. It sounded like something dirty. I've never heard anybody say that before. I've never heard, except for Pam. Maybe she might have said that. But anyway, what do you think of the sensation?
Are you okay, Diego?
No. No, I'm just done. You don't have to worry about me. I'm dispensable.
Oh, what? Wait, what? You're dispensable? Wait, like a vending machine?
Think of a paper towel.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, like,
vending machine.
So, wait. What do you think of the sensation, the flavor? What do you think?
It's sweet.
Okay.
Carrots aren't sweet, homie.
Shut the hell up.
He knows it's a carrot.
Yeah, but he said it in a different way.
Carrots can be sweet.
I've never had sweet carrot.
He is right.
Does it have like sweet potatoes? Like you know how it's like potatoes and sweet potatoes is like carrots.
I hate potatoes.
You hate potatoes? What's wrong with you?
You do not. Do you like fries?
Are you even human?
You're not human.
Are you new on this planet?
What?
Dude, potatoes, just potatoes in general are amazing. We should have brought potatoes for the kid.
Yeah, that would have been more funnier. No, and then you would have been dying.
No, potatoes make me gag.
Okay.
My God.
I don't know. It's just like the texture of it. It's like it's almost like it's like it's not really food. And it's like it's not really like a liquid. It's more like a hard paste kind of thing.
But what about if it's like a French fry, which is like soft and crunchy and delicious?
Oh, yeah. Deep fried like fried chicken.
Do you at least like fried chicken? Oh, my God.
You, sir, cannot be a good friend of mine because I eat a lot of good stuff, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's up, Ivan?
Is that even healthy for you?
Obviously not, but
it's hella good.
But it's good.
Come on, man. You got to be out of this world. What are you?
Pam. What's your opinion on fried chicken?
I like it, but it's like I don't really eat it all that much.
Can I say something real fast?
All right, I got you. All right, what you got to say?
Okay, so after we do the food thing, I want to talk about something else that's kind of food related, but not food related. So we'll do that. Can I do that after, if that's okay with you guys?
All right, guys.
Yeah, that's fine. All
right, now we're going to have our next thing. We're going to have you guys.
Should we at least tell them what it is? Like give them like a big clue?
All right, this is the biggest clue.
It's a liquid. We're just going to put it at that.
God.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll be fine. It's not like we're putting poison in your
it's
mouth.
It's not piss either. I'm sorry, Diego. Diego, I'm sorry.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so for me, it tasted like water, but I don't think it's water.
Oh, God, what is it?
This what do you like, think?
Is it a brand of water?
Well, we don't know. You got to tell us.
Take the glass. Take the glass. Yeah, it's water.
It's water?
You think
is
it's
it,
water?
Is it really? Tell me. Is it really?
Like, what do you feel? Like, what's the flavor? Like, what do you think?
It tastes like something molecular.
It's cold.
It tastes like if two hydrogens.
You guys really want to know what it is?
With an oxygen.
You want to know what it is?
These nuts.
It's not cat, oh, God. It's cat piss.
Gerani?
You guys are
it's cat piss.
You, yeah, it's
you
literally.
Drank cat piss.
Mm. We just literally hydrated with a lot of. Molecular. I feel like a scientist saying it. Diego, one more science thing, and I'm so mad right now because I do not want to keep saying science things. So
you guys
please.
Are lying.
We're being serious.
No,
Pam,
you guys are lying.
Show him the cat.
It's sharp as karate.
Show him the cat you have hidden.
All right. Won't you? Damn.
Oh, no.
Damn.
All right. We're gonna.
It tasted horrible.
All right.
It tasted horrible.
You'll be fine. Trust me. This is really good. Trust me.
It's not cat piss.
Just trust it. Just trust it.
Oh, who heard? Is that a doorbell?
Yeah. Where did?
Oh.
Okay. I was gonna say, who had a doorbell? There's no doorbell in this unless we actually live in a mansion.
Okay. So this next thing, I don't know what it is. It was just like three drops. So.
Three drops. And what do those three drops taste like?
I don't know. It's
describe it.
Oh my God! It's like
describe it for me.
It's like something sour.
Yeah.
Sour cat piss. No, really. Cat piss is sour. I mean, I wouldn't know, but
can you stop with that. No,
it's just funny though, because how you guys said it though. So
no, it's not. So
so you guys give up. You guys don't know what it is.
No,
I think I know what it is, but I don't.
All right,
go for it. Just go for it.
Come on, say it. Don't be an Arnold. Come on, do it.
Citrus?
Like citrus?
Like what citrus do you mean?
Like, yeah, what do you mean citrus? Like what do you mean? Describe that.
No.
You guys gonna get more?
All right, they need three. I think they need three more drops.
Should we just tell them what it is?
Nah, because then that will kill it.
Tell us.
No, thank you.
Alright, it's dog piss, bro.
I'm gonna take off my blindfold.
If you take it off, you're disqualified, sir.
No, I wanna know what it is.
Then you'll be fine. Just drink one more piss.
Just drink one more piss, dude. It's not that bad. See?
Okay. Alright, see, Diego did it. If you can do it, he can do it.
Come on.
Diego, don't make that sound.
Do you think you know what it is now, Diego? Now that you've tried it again?
From Velveteen Rhyme. Bit smoky. Applewood.
Apple. Close. Very
yeah,
close.
I feel close.
Something now. I feel it tastes like grape.
Grape? Oh, okay, grape. Okay,
like
that's close.
That, like
right, that's actually close. Grape is very close.
Yeah, that very is.
What's your guys' final guess? What do you think it is, Diego?
It's an juice. Orange.
An orange? Orange juice? You think it's orange juice?
I think it's grape plus something else.
What do you think?
Grape juice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see the packaging real quick, Ariel.
Ariel, let me see the package.
What is it?
And it
oh,
is...
Oh, okay, it's grape. Oh, wow, yeah, it's grape.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
It really is grape.
It's not grape.
Something in your voice, voice tells me it's not grape.
No, it's grape.
I heard you guys say it's not grape.
How can you hear
that? Wait, what do you mean?
You lie.
I know why I heard you, because I have 20/20 hearing and because I have big ears.
So you have Dumbo ears.
So you
then.
Guys want to go again? You guys want one last try? We'll give you one last try.
If you fail, you are out.
All right. He's dripping the. Oh no! He's gonna drink it straight up.
Hey, sorry. That was actually sorry. I have the microphone with me. I'm so sorry.
Cool.
Do you drink?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. Now, what do you think, Ivan? Come on. Bring the flavor.
Just saying, he missed, but it tastes the same.
Damn it.
Open.
All right. Now, what do you think? Diego, come on. Bring it to me.
I don't know. I'm
so say it right. Come on. You got
he
this.
He failed with you again?
Yeah.
I'm very like sorry.
Oh, he's... What is that?
Oh, no. Not this again.
It's tart. I think it's apple.
Apple?
You got the apple part, right?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, wait. You told us it's grape.
This is better. It tastes like apple.
Okay. Yeah,
now what's it? Now what it is?
Good job. I thought you said it was grape. You lied.
I thought I said it was grape too. It's two.
We all did.
It's grape and apple. It's grape and apple.
Okay, so you think it's grape and apple juice?
Yes.
You got to decide on one. Is it grape or is it apple?
It's the both.
No, you can both. Both?
Yes.
It's both?
Yes.
I actually don't know.
All right, so let's see if Ariel. Let me see the package, Ariel. And
Okay.
Wait.
Up next.
All right, so we'll go with another one. We'll go back to that one. And right now, we're going to have another one. This one from Family Feud.
Wait, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to get some of that food.
All right, bring me one. I need some. All right, here we go. He's tasting the flavor. Ivan, bring it to me. Tell me what it is.
It's sour. Not sour. It tastes like...
It's mushy.
Yeah. Okay, it's very mushy. Okay, I get it. Now, what do you feel in your mouth? What's the sensation?
Can I just say what it is?
Try it.
It's like something wrinkly.
Can I?
Yes.
I already know what it is. Can I just say
yes.
it?
Oh, yeah, now I know what it is.
It's what this guy was eating before we even started. Raisins.
Damn. All right, he got it.
Technically, don't I win because I was eating it first?
Yeah, true.
Well, because you were being a little sneaky boy, so.
I thought you weren't supposed to eat in there. So why don't you smack?
We're smacking our own tongues. Besides, I talk like this a lot. I have a lot of impersonation, so.
Looks like you have mouth cancer.
What kind mouth of a person cancer? Has mouth?
Is that possible? No more food?
Oh, we ran out then.
We ran out of food.
Damn, we gotta get somewhere next week.
All right, so. So what do you guys before we play a music game? We're gonna play a music game, guys.
Wait, after the music game, can we talk about something really important?
You want to talk about something really important first?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Thank you for playing the food game with us.
Thank you very much. Next time it should be you guys.
I'm totally down.
We can have our substitutes here.
Okay. Thanks for giving us like that Jelly Belly's vomit idea.
All right, I'll bring those jelly beans. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right, so what's this super important thing?
Okay, so remember Saturday?
Yeah.
What happened Saturday?
Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not this, no.
Who's Mayweather?
Oh, yeah.
Pacquiao.
Bring on the jokes, Marlon.
Diego, I have two words. Don't talk.
Everybody knows this fight. It's the fight of the century.
This is not fight of the century.
I know. Everybody was like, it's going to be the fight of the century. And what did it turn out? I love you. You love me. Let's get together and hug. I don't know the song, okay, but.
It's hug each other, so you got basically the whole song right.
I thought it was We're a Happy Family.
Yeah, but then I was thinking of the other version.
Then,
Diego, your nose is on the mic. I repeat, your nose.
Diego, you can
on
take it
mic.
Off. Diego, you can take off your blindfold.
Diego.
Yeah.
Diego, I am repeating once.
Oh God, everything's so bright.
That's because you were in the dark for two only hours.
I have a question. How you guys, how different is to taste something without seeing? How different, how is experience if you can?
Cause like
saying
you don't trust what the food is, so
yeah.
The booty. This dude just said the booty.
He said the food.
Oh, I thought he said the booty. I'm gonna die.
See, I don't trust the food. Like you don't know what it is, and
yeah. What about more? But I only had like $7, so you know.
Okay.
You can't do anything with $7 except buy two things, so.
Okay.
If I would have, bought like.
Diego, what are you doing?
If you dig into that Bound Crunch bag, your head will go somewhere where it should not be.
Just
hands off the crunch bag. That's for me and the DJ.
Well, that doesn't count
because
I'm really flexible.
Wait, what?
What?
Nothing. Just forget about it. Just forget everything you did. Yeah. You will.
Yo. Yeah. Let's play this music game real quick. Yeah.
Wait.
Hurry up.
Can I just say something really funny about the fight? So me.
Make it quick.
So me and my friend were talking, and he said a really racist joke. Should I say it?
Is it racist?
Not if it's racist.
Never mind.
Right. You know where this is a community show, so we can't do anything racist.
Darn it. It was a really funny joke.
If this was late night, we'd be talking smack all day.
It's
like, so
it's about food. Food versus food about the fight. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, let's not say it.
Well, yeah.
The community is
I can tell what it's going to be.
Yes, you can tell, Marlon. I know you.
So,
Ivan, enough. We're going to get to the music game. Kick it.
Let's just play this. Let's play this. All right. Here's
song one.
Song one out of what record? The 16 Biggest Hits by John Denver. This guy looks...
I want to see what you guys think about John Denver.
All right.
He's a singer, a folk singer from the 70s and 80s. He died in a plane crash.
Country music?
No, not really. Okay, it's folk. Good. It's folk.
Okay. I'm going to say...
No one likes country music.
I would have died.
Except for Sabini.
Yeah.
Lost and alone on some forgotten highway. Traveled by many, remembered by few. Looking for something that I can believe in. Looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me and nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open. Right now it seems to be more than enough to just be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. I don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure.
Got it. So what do you guys think about it?
It
what do you guys
bad.
Think?
I'm sorry. It was bad.
Yeah, you don't like it?
No, it was bad.
Why?
It just sounds boring to me.
Ivan, what do you think?
See, he has a nice voice like Ariel said.
All right, Diego, make it simple and nice. Don't be disgusted. All I heard was, nah. All right, we're going to have... So what's our next one, Pam? All right, we're going to go to Betty White. Everybody heard her, right? Betty White?
Who?
No, Betty White? Nope. Okay.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her?
Is she the person from the Girls?
The what?
Never mind.
Yeah, she is, actually. She is.
Oh.
All right, track.
I know. I was confused with, like...
The song was playing right now.
Three, four.
All right, guys, what do you think of this on this band?
You want to go for a fire?
What do you think?
So the instrumental, like the instruments, like whatever's playing in the background is good, not the voice.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you think of Lamberto?
I don't know. I like, as Ivan said, I like the instrumental. It's cool. I like the guitars.
Okay.
Diego? I don't know about the singing, though. It wasn't appealing to me.
The instrumental was good, but I don't know the voice. It's like someone trying to rap, but they're rapping with like a robotic voice. It's like the first time rapping.
Oh, so like auto-tune. Okay. Now we're going to have one more, and... Yeah, I guess nobody did like it. So we're going to have one more, and we're gonna have it by... Oh, two more. And what's the... Scarlet. We're going to have Richie Scarlett. Never heard of that, but... Maybe hey. Bring up CD1. All right, here we go, guys.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I got Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city.
I can tell it by your heads, that's a no.
Yeah. B.
Your hand is full of chocolate, by the way.
Diego, really? You just really changed the subject? Please, tell me what you hate. Did you hate it or you know?
I keep saying the background music is good. Just like, I don't understand what they're singing about, so.
I can tell.
I think his voice is weird and I think he can't sing.
Alright, I'll give you that.
Auto-tune.
That's so mean. They didn't have auto-tune back in the 1980s, so if they did, that wouldn't be better. So, we're gonna have our last one, and I don't know.
Hey, I'll change that scene one day. Today I might be mad.
So, we're gonna have one last one, and I don't know. Not really. Alright, let's see if you guys will like this one. This is our last hope. So, what is it? And it's called
Savannah Melee.
The album's called Love and Politics. Track one, here we go. Don't you dare. What did you guys think?
This one actually is better.
Yeah,
this was really good. It had me dancing in the bathroom.
It had me dancing in the studio. You should have seen me. I'm looking really fine. So we're gonna have one last one, and Pam's gonna read it to us.
So once the
song is over. And I hope you guys are enjoying this. We're gonna have one last song, and we're gonna have Pam.
This is a band called Floating Goat. They're local. They're actually playing a show this Saturday at Bottom of the Hill, so that's exciting.
All right. So we're going to have...
This is Floating Goat.
Floating Goat. Track one, ready, up.
Let's do this. Oh, there it is.
Up. All right, everybody, what do you guys think?
This sounds like the stuff that my friend would listen to.
What?
Like metal, metal, rock star.
Okay, Diego, I want it clean. Go.
This is the kind of thing that I probably should like my brother's roommate would listen to.
All right, I'm gonna have my DJ speak to me. Lamberto, what do you think?
I mean, I actually kind of like it. Not gonna lie.
Alright, we got one vote.
It's not bad.
We got one vote voting out.
I kinda like it.
What about you, Ivan?
It's not like the best, but it's good.
So is that a vote?
Yeah.
Alright, we got two votes. Let's see if we can break it. Diego, what do you think?
Thumbs up or thumbs down? So this band is actually, they're local. They're called Floating Goat. I know them all very well. I used to date the drummer. What? Anyways, okay. I love this band. I think they're great. So
we're going to wrap this show up with a goodbye. And I hope you follow and support our program.
Yeah, say bye, guys.
We thank you for listening to MiniU Radio.fm.
Bye.
Bye.